Doors and windows. Doors and windows are probably the two main ways that light enters any house. And we can think of doors as the main way that really anyone, anything, any amount of light enters the house. It's the main way. And windows are a secondary way. We typically don't enter through windows unless you're a criminal or unless you locked yourself out, which actually happened to me one time and I had to enter through a window. Not fun. I do not recommend it. But windows for sure serve a purpose, and they both work together to allow things to come in and out of a house. We can use this analogy when we talk about the sacraments and sacramentals. Grace, the grace that comes from God, is the light that emanates from God and enters into us. And these come to us in two ways, through doors and through windows. The seven doors through which we receive the grace of God are the sacraments. These are bigger, larger. They're the main ways that we receive grace, the way that we are transformed by God into God, that we can become truly images of Jesus walking on this earth. But they're not just doors in the house of God. There's also windows. And these are like the sacramentals, these smaller ways that grace can come to us. As Catholics, we know very much about this. Unfortunately and sadly, other denominations are not aware of these beautiful windows that God has provided for us, such as holy water, blessed oil, medals, crucifixes, statues, and many other things through which God's grace come to us. In today's video, we're going to explore how sacramentals serve a purpose in assisting the souls in purgatory. My friends, as I always like to, please join me in a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit, we ask that you fill us with the love for the holy souls in purgatory that you yourself have. That we be filled with the love for the souls in purgatory that Jesus has, that God the Father has, that we may pray on their behalf, sacrifice on their behalf, so that they may reach heaven and may reach their union with you. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, my name is Alvaro Interiano, and this is the channel, Uniquely Mary, where we explore all things Blessed Mother, so that we may come to love the Blessed Mother just as much as Jesus wants us to, and as He did on earth. We explore and get to know her through our own experiences, through the Church's teaching, the writings of the saints, apparitions, through any valid means possible, that we may come to love this most blessed woman so that in our relationship with her, we can become like her son. But we are continuing in this series about purgatory, a topic that is dear to her heart. And as I've explained in previous videos, the name that the souls in purgatory call the Blessed Mother when she walks among them is Our Lady, Star of the Sea. And you could imagine that in that sea of suffering, she is like a bright and shining star. So today I want to talk about sacramentals, something that is literally close to my heart. Every day I carry, I don't know if you can see it, but down here I carry a miraculous medal. In fact, I bought it in Paris, France, where the apparition first happened, because through this medal, the Blessed Mother promised to St. Catherine Labouré that all those that wear it, when it is blessed, will receive signal graces. And when this happened in 1830, there were many conversions, many healings. Hence, it became called the Miraculous Medal. And I wear this every day. It's a sacramental through which God gives me grace. And there are many others that I really like to use. Blessed oil, blessed holy water to sprinkle in my room, and others that I maybe don't have as much access to, but maybe you use. And these are not just for us, but they could be used for the souls in purgatory. So again, we are going over this book. We are going through it. And if you've read it, it's called Get Us Out of Here. If you haven't, then I invite you to look it up on Amazon. Purchase it. I believe there you can get it as an ebook on your Kindle or on any other reading device. And we are going through chapter by chapter. And I'm especially wanting to go into more detail because I've just had such a positive response from people. And this has encouraged me to continue putting out these videos. First of all, I want to say thank you for those that watch these videos. Thank you for your prayers, even for your criticisms, that I may grow from them in order to serve you better and teach you better as well as I can. I love the faith and I love teaching. So this is quite an honor for me. So in today's section, Maria Sima is being asked questions about sacramentals. And this first question, so important, just very basic, what are the sacramentals and are they important to us and to the poor souls? She says, very much so. We should always use them, and the poor souls love the sacramentals, which are holy water, oil, salt, metals, candles, and so forth. I know a wonderful and very interesting story about just that. Listen to this. I knew of a woman who made the poor souls the promise to light a blessed candle for them every Saturday. On one such Saturday, her husband said, "Oh, stop that. You don't have to do that," as many of us are told. "It's old-fashioned and the dead are happy. They hardly need that, and I don't care what you promise them." The woman, of course, was saddened but still wanted to go ahead with it, but without being disobedient to her husband, so she thought, "All right, I'll just stick it in the wood stove where George won't see it. He hasn't lost anything in there." So she went ahead and put it in there, closing the little door that, by the way, had a small window in it. Then she left the house, and soon her husband returned. As she was about to throw something away, he glanced over to the stove and, to his surprise, saw some light inside. This puzzled him, and he opened the little door to look inside. To his great astonishment, turning somewhat pale, he not only saw the burning candle, but around it six pairs of perfectly folded hands. He closed the door and waited for his wife to return. When she did, he said, "Why did you put your candle inside the stove? You might as well put it out here on the table." Implying that he was essentially telling her, keep doing what you were doing. It was benefiting them. A second question in the chapter gives us a little bit more detail and insight as to how it helps. And the question is, how might holy water help us and the poor souls? Maria Sima answers, holy water should certainly be kept on hand in every house or apartment. It should be used on a regular basis. If anything disturbing or any great sin occurs there, this space should be sprinkled with it. It is great protection from Satan. The poor souls want it at every grave, and they congregate and help us wherever it is used often. Also, to discern whether some activity is demonic or not, holy water will very quickly answer that question for us. Demons run from it, and peace returns when it is used. Also, for my own personal readings of Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich, I know that whenever we sprinkle holy water, especially at the graveside or at graves where people have died, if the person is in purgatory, it affects them in the same way that holy water becomes a means of transmitting God's grace to us. We can use these sacramentals as a means of transmitting grace to the holy souls. She gives these two beautiful examples. Blessed candles, which we believe are like this continued prayer that we offer to God. We see this in many of our churches, and it's essentially what it is. It's as if we begin the prayer by lighting the candle, and then the prayer continues as an offering to God, even when we're not there. And holy water, just as in the way that holy water is used by Jesus to bring us into the fold, to baptize us into Him, in the same way we can use holy water on behalf of the holy souls to bring them into heaven, to provide that same type of purification. Just as water purifies naturally, blessed water purifies supernaturally. And it is for this reason that blessed water can assist and affect positively the holy souls in purgatory. Just these two sacramentals are wonderful examples of how we can help them. My friends, thank you so much for joining me in today's video. We will continue journeying through this beautiful book, exploring more and more varied topics. Continue praying for the holy souls in purgatory and pray that I may be inspired to teach you about this beautiful aspect of our faith. God bless you and have a beautiful day.